It's about a religious belief. But only 30 American soldiers died on the other side of the in those two countries. And a side note here is many more soldiers die while training than in actual combat. And I don't have the number on that. Maybe you can find it. I look, but it would probably take a long time because I didn't actually find one website that appeared to be trustworthy to give me that number. But many more soldiers die in training than they do in combat in the world we live in now. On the other hand, 131 American police officers died last year defending us from the people that walk among us. 131 police officers were murdered in the line of duty last year. Shootings of innocent people continued in churches, malls, schools, and other soft targets where people usually don't carry guns or are banned from doing so. When I say a soft target, that's just what I'm talking about. Our assembly today is a soft target. Even though some of us may be armed, it's a place where someone who wants to cause evil won't have a hard time doing so. These things continued. Vaping was found to quickly cause immediate and irreversible lung disease. And vaping was developed by the mega tobacco companies as a way to stop cigarette smoking. What a joke. Recreational marijuana. And I don't mean medicinal, I mean recreational, where you can go buy marijuana just to smoke it to get high, is now legal in 11 states in Washington, D.C. The 11th state was actually became legal in Illinois actually on January the 1st, 4 days ago, but I threw that in there. And that's something that is taking over the United States. I certainly hope that the church and members of the church will not fall into this trap and this sin. Although, possession and sale of marijuana is still a federal crime. It's just not prosecuted by the feds anymore, unless it is in a very large amount. It has been legalized by states, but not the federal government. Plastic straws are illegal in several states and cities. Don't be caught with a plastic straw. The push to replace real meat continues. Fake meat is what I will call it. There's a lot of different terms for it. But fake meat was developed in two different forms. The largest and most popular is a plant-based form with many highly processed ingredients in it. The other type, I don't know if you've heard about this or not, but this will turn your stomach. The other type of fake meat is muscle tissue grown from stem cells in a lab. And I think that was probably, I don't know if that really caught on or not. Apparently is not too much, and I'm glad. But man has again decided that he knows better than God about what you should eat when it comes to time to eat. Think about that. The Dow Jones stock market was up 22%. That's some good news. The president was impeached. That might be good news for some and bad for others. Many legislators continued their attempts to make possession of legal firearms by legal owners a crime. Here's a good one. A 16-year-old Swedish girl named Greta Thunberg was brought to the United Nations to lecture the rest of the world about climate change, and as a result, Time magazine named her Person of the Year. In the continuing space race, China was the first nation to land an unmanned lunar probe on the dark side of the moon. Did you know that? The thing about the dark side of the moon is there's no communication there. Once you go beyond the range of radio communication or whatever you call that, you get on the dark side, it's dark, it's blank. There's no communication. And every time our astronauts or any other astronauts circled the moon, there was no communication until they came around the other side. Well, China has got there first. You may have different thoughts about the space race, but basically what it boils down to, one of the things it boils down to is military dominance. Those that, if you control space, you can control your defense, and you can also control your offense when it comes to other nations in the military sphere. North Korea and Iran continue to develop nuclear weapons. Big surprise there. And the last thing I'll bring to your attention is natural disasters such as weather and earthquakes, also hunger, wars, and disease continued to take untold number of lives, just as they have since Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden. That's nothing new, we know that. But it's a big story if you're involved in it. So, I think we would all agree we live in a very corrupt world that continues to get worse and not better. But let's talk about some good things. Why do these terrible things continue to happen? Well, the big answer is because Satan is in control of this world. Now, you might say, well, God is in control. Yes, God is overall in control, but he allows Satan to do his work for a period of time. He does allow Satan to deceive masses of people. And Satan is in control of all people who are not obedient to God. One of the verses Travis read this morning for us, Romans 5 and 12, says, therefore, just as through one man, or Adam, sin entered the world, and death through sin, thus death spread to all men, because all sin. Sin spread throughout the world because of the actions of one man, and death as a result. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, I'd like to read verses 3 and 4. It goes along with this. Paul says, even if our gospel it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the god of this age, Satan, has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Most people don't want to believe the truth. And therefore, God allows them to believe a lie. God wants them to make their choice. God allows us to make a choice, and he wants it to be him. We see in Ephesians 2, verses 1 and 2, however, you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world. Remember, what's the course of this world? According to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. That is Satan. So if we understand that the world is dominated by Satan, then we can understand we're not a part of the world. We don't have to. The world has some impact on us, but it has no more impact on us than God will allow. God will not give us a burden greater than we can bear. Do God's beliefs about things change? What do you think? Did they change last year? Did they change the year before? Did he change his beliefs in anything? No, Malachi 3 and 6 says, I am the Lord, I do not change. As we talked in Ben's class this morning, one of the One of the ways we understand that God exists is through creation. When you see, I think it was Eddie said, the order of the universe. When you think about the rotation of the planets around the sun in our solar system and how they never change, they never vary even one iota. If they did, we would not have been able to go to the moon. We would not be able to travel in space because of the mathematical equations that have to be made, and they're based on the 24-hour day, as we've set it up in 24 hours. It could be divided different ways, but the thought is that it is constant. It never changes. What if all of a sudden all of the planets in the Earth came to a screeching halt, even for 1 second? That would throw it all off, wouldn't it? But God has set it in order. In Galatians 1, verses 6 through 9, we're not to believe anything other than the gospel of Christ will save us. And there are many, many people who preach and teach otherwise. They preach the creed of some man who they believe, who they follow, who they think got a revelation from God since the revelation given to John that's in your Bible. And this is the latest and greatest thing that God has brought to you through some man, and it just really works. It's just really neat. Or maybe there's someone who left out part of the gospel. And the person that comes to my mind is Billy Graham. And many Christians think Billy Graham was such a wonderful person. Billy Graham led millions astray because he did not preach baptism. And so many people, millions of people, believed and died believing they were saved without ever being baptized and getting rid of their sins. How do you think God views Billy Graham or anyone else that would preach this? I just use him as an example because everyone knows who he is. God says he's accursed. That's Galatians 1, verses 6 through 9. You know, there's a popular belief today also along this line that just come to God as you are, He will save you. That's, I think, a misleading statement. No, we cannot get rid of our sins until we come to God. The blood of Jesus Christ washes our sins away. But if I'm living in sin and I say, God, here I am, take me, and I don't plan to get rid of what I'm doing, if I don't repent, if I'm living in sin and I don't repent of that sin and change and start living a different way, I haven't repented. And God will not forgive me. I'm just trying to say, I want to live the way I'm living, and God, you saved me on top of that. It doesn't work that way, does it? We must repent before God can wash our sins away. We must confess that we believe Jesus is the Son of God. I think sometimes the song that I've sung 1,000 times, and all of you have too, Just As I Am, I think that can be very misleading if we're not careful. We need to take a look at that song. We need to be very careful along that line in that belief. So what are some of the marks, identifying marks of a Christian that is steadfast in the principles God has left for us? How does God tell us what to do, what He wants us to do? Through His Word and through His Son, who brought us the Word and showed us our the example. In James, the first chapter, verse 6, our faith and our beliefs are not tossed about like a wave of the sea. God wants us to be steadfast in our belief, unlike those of the world around us. Hebrews 10 and 23 says, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for He who promised is faithful. Do you believe? Do you practice it? Do you have faith in it? God doesn't want you to waver. Christians are built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, and Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone of the church. That's in Ephesians 2, verses 19 through 22. Think about that. Those old prophets we read about in the Old Testament, the lives that they lived, they were all persecuted. Paul said, which one of the... He said in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, which one of them did you not persecute and put to death? All of them. Jesus was prophet, priest, and king. They put Him to death. But they are the foundation and the cornerstone of our beliefs. And we should remember the lives that they lived and the lives that they gave for God. Titus, the first chapter in verse 2, says, God, who cannot lie, promises us eternal life if we are faithful. We have a promise that no one else has. It's a true promise, and we know that God is faithful to fulfill all His promises. In Romans 6 and 23, we're told the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Death is what we deserve because of sin, because of the way we live, have lived in the past, and we stumble at times after we have been saved, but it's a different type of life. It's not a life of sin like we were in before. But we still can't earn eternal life. I can't be good enough. You can't be good enough that we can say, God, okay, pay me what you owe me. It's eternal life. We can't say that. We still have to have the mercy and forgiveness of God when we fall short. So when you think about the things that happened last year or the year before that, it makes me think about the population of the earth as a whole. It just wanders in darkness. It just goes from one thing to the next. It doesn't really have a direction. It doesn't have a purpose. It doesn't have a path to follow. It's just existence, survival. But contrary to that, God has set up a course. God has set up a path and a way for His children to follow with a wonderful reward at the end. Our lives have meaning and they have purpose. The world around you does not shape God's children. It does not, they are not a product of this world. This world is not our home. We are sanctified, we're set apart, we're different. If you see a Christian that is no different than the world, I'm afraid you don't see a Christian. That's not the Bible. That's not how the Bible defines it. So as you see the world around you, remember, God has eternal life waiting for you if you remain faithful to Him. Romans 5, let me read that again. Romans 5, the first two verses. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So we really don't have to worry about last year that much, do we? I didn't really see much good news. There was good news last year, I'm sure. But we don't have to worry about last year. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. We have hope and we have faith. I have one more scripture I'd like to read for you. It's in Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 9. I think it's a very encouraging statement to me. I remember as a little boy, my grandfather had this on a little plaque in his barbershop. Galatians 6, verses 7 through 9. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of his flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. If we live as the world, we will die as the world. If we live of Christ, we will have eternal life. So, this morning, I hope that even in spite of the things that we have seen in the last year, I hope this has been encouraging to you. You know, we see many people believe we just shouldn't talk about negative things. Well, I think that we should not be deceived. We should learn that there are negative things, learn how to deal with them. Ben talked this morning about history, and I don't remember the exact statement that he had, but a statement pretty much like that comes to mind. Those who forget history are doomed to repeat it. If we don't learn from the past, if we don't learn from the things around us, we're lost. We will fall into them. We are to learn from God's Word how to avoid the pitfalls of this life, and we will be victorious. We will have a home in heaven awaiting us. This morning, if you are ready to become a child of God, if you have repented from your past life, if you're ready to confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and you want to live for Him, you have that opportunity as we sing our closing song.